Hey, Daddy, you look great today. Look, 末尾的清辅音 k, 以及 great, 末尾清辅音 t, 都不用发音。You look great today. You look great today. You look great today. 注意 look 这个单词当中的字母 oo 发的是一个短音 u u. Look, 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 look. You look great today. You look great today. I like your tie. By the way.I was wondering, can I? Can I? 连读 Can I? Can I? Can I? Can I? No. I haven't even told you what it is yet. 这里 haven't, 末尾 t, 不用发音。I haven't even told you. Told 和 you 连读成 told you, told you. I haven't even told you.What it is yet, what it is yet. 那这里呢，对话当中呢，它是选择了 what, 末尾 t, 不发音，然后是 it 和 is 进行一个连读 it is, what it is, what it is. 你也可以选择把这三个单词都连读起来，就变成了 what it is, what it is, what it is yet, what it is yet.I haven't even told you what it is yet. Okay, okay, what do you want? What, 末尾 t, 不用发音。What do you want? Do you think I could borrow the car? 这里 think, 末尾 k, 不发音。注意 think, 单词开头 th,、啊、这个呢是一个咬舌音。上下齿要轻轻地触碰舌尖，这里它是一个轻辅音，声带是不用震动的。你听到的这个声音不是通过我、声带震动发音出来的，而是气流声，是我口腔当中牙齿和舌头的缝隙当中流出来的一个气流声。那怎么产生出的这个气流声呢？这就需要你注意上下齿是轻触舌尖，轻轻的触碰舌尖，要留一点缝隙。如果你死死的咬住舌尖的话，这个时候呢根本就没有没有气流产生，所以呢也没有气流声。好，所以这边是 think. Do you think, do you think I could, 末尾的不发音。Do you think I could,Do you think I could borrow the car? I'm going to a concert tonight. Concert, 末尾 t, 可以不用发音。I'm going to a concert tonight. I don't think so. 这里 don't, 末尾 t, 和 think, 末尾 k, 都不用发音。I don't think so. I don't think so. I need the car tonight to pick up your mother. Need,末尾的不用发音 tonight 末尾的不发音 pick 和 up 连读成 pick up pick up pick up 注意 up 末尾的爆破音 p 在这里呢也是失去爆破不用发音我们在发到 p 的时候只需要把嘴巴闭起来不需要做那个爆破出来的那个动作 pick up pick upCup. 当你准备要爆破的时候呢请你把嘴巴闭起来、所以是 pick up, pick up, 而不是 pick up. I need the car tonight to pick up your mother. I told you about it last week. Told you, 连读是 told you, told you. 那这里的 you 和 about, 这边呢也是有一个连读的。那这里呢是属于元音和元音的连读，因为 you 末尾的字母 ou 对应的是 u u， about 开头字母 a 对应的是元音 a， 所以这边是元音和元音。元音和元音呢只有两种情况，那如果前面一个元音是以 u 结尾，我们中间要加一个 u 的半元音来做过渡，所以这边应该是 told you about, told you about。注意 半元音呢是加在 about 的前面，所以就变成了 about, told you about, 然后 about 和 it 也是可以连读的，变成了 about it, 所以是 told you about it, I told you about it last week, last 末尾不发音，I told you about it last week. Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asks if I would go with him. 好，这里的 and 和 Eric 我们可以读成 and Eric asked, 末尾的 kt 都可以不用发音。And Eric asked if I would go with him, 末尾的不发音 go with him, with him, 连读 with him, 注意 with 在和 him 连读的时候 him 开头 h 的音是不参与连读的，我们是和后面字母 I 对应的这个元音进行连读，所以是 with them. 好，整句话我们再读一下。I told you about it last week. Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asked if I would go with them. 下面 Who's this Eric guy?注意 Eric 末尾的 k 可以不用发音、Who's this Eric guy? Who's this Eric guy? He's like the hottest and most popular guy at school. 好，这里的、这里的 like 末尾 k 不用发音。He's like the hottest 末尾 t 可以不用发音。And most popular guy.And, 末尾的和 most, 末尾的都不用发音。And most popular guy
at school.
At, 末尾的可以不用发音。
He's like the hottest and most popular guy at school.
Come on, Dad, please.
Come on, 连读
Come on.
Come on, Dad, please.
No can do, sorry.
Fine then, would you mind giving me $100? Would you mind giving me $100?
No way.
That's so unfair.
好，这里的 so 和 unfair 这边呢是属于、也是属于元音和元音的连读，有没有发现、也是元音和元音的连读。 So 末尾字母 o 对应的是 u 和我们上面的那个 told you about 是一样的，都是前面一个元音以 u 结尾，那我们中间呢都是要加一个 w 的半元音，所以呢这边是 so unfair, 本来呢是 unfair, 因为前面加了一个 w 就变成了 unfair, 这个音呢、你不需要把它读得特别的清楚，因为它就是做到一个过渡的作用，让你这个发音的更加的流畅，它其实呢没有那么的重要，所以你不需要把这个音发得非常清楚，你不需要说 so unfair, 就很自然 so unfair, 就可以了。好，下面呢我们把整篇对话再慢速读一下。
Hey Dad, you look great today.I like your tie. By the way, I was wondering, can I?
No.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
Okay, okay, what do you want?
Do you think I could borrow the car? I'm going to a concert tonight.
I don't think so. I need the car tonight to pick up your mother.
I told you about it last week.
Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asked if I would go with him.
Who's this Eric guy?
He's like the hottest and most popular guy at school. Come on, Dad, please.
No can do, sorry.
Fine then. Would you mind giving me 100 bucks?
No way.
That's so unfair.
好了，这就是我们今天的所有内容。欢迎你关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily, 获取本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. 拜拜。